On May 9th, 1933, I was arrested in my friend Ludwig Wörl's apartment. Ludwig Wörl was a male nurse and a communist. He played an outstanding role as comrade in Dachau and later in Auschwitz. I was taken to Edtstrasse by the political police and locked up in the infamous cell 12. A number of my comrades were already in there, including Sepp Doll, whom they shot in Dachau. In the cell in Edtstrasse, I learned that Hans Beimler, political head of the South Bavarian KPD, had escaped from Dachau concentration camp on that very day. This pleased us enormously. While I was in cell 12, various of the others were repeatedly fetched for mistreatment in the so-called White Hall and were returned to the cell covered in blood.
It was still night when I arrived at police headquarters in Edtstrasse. There was no room as I entered the cell. I had to climb over people huddled together on bunks and somehow make room for myself. An acquaintance of mine was also there, Klaus Schorschi. He recognized me too. "What's happened to you?" he asked. Everyone there had been mishandled in some way. It was unbelievable. Bruises, open wounds on back or belly everywhere. One couldn't lie on his back, another on his front. Everyone had some problem or other because of the notorious Whitehall. The SS said, "Now we're going to show you new Russia." We were in there for a few days. Then some of us were moved to Dachau. As we stood there on the stairs, Hans Beimler came down. He recognized me, and as we sat together and the transport went to Dachau, we talked in whispers. Hans was glad because they had given him a hard time in Edtstrasse. They beat him up daily. He thought that now, in Dachau, he would be with comrades again and have it easier. But when we arrived at the camp, they gave him a special reception. They hung a board saying, "Welcome back to Dachau," round his neck. This was an allusion to the last big KPD rally at Circus Krone when Hans, in his peroration, said, "We will stand up for ourselves and meet again in Dachau." He wasn't referring to the concentration camp, of course. As a result of the Red Troops' victory there under Toller, Dachau had been famous since 1919. That year they had driven the Reich military and the right-wing veterans of the Freikorps out of Dachau. Hitler kept harping on the Munich Räterepublik in his diatribes, saying, "I, Hitler, will protect you Germans from such escapades in future. That kind of thing will not happen again." To that extent, of course, the fact that Dachau was an important town during the Räterepublik also had to do with the later concentration camp system.
My husband, Hans Beimler, was engaged in illegal political activity. The police knew what they were doing. They had informers everywhere. And so, in April 1933, he was arrested. He was grievously mistreated at police headquarters in Edtstrasse. Then he was sent to Dachau. He wasn't there long. In the night of May 9th, 10th, 1933, he escaped and succeeded in reaching Switzerland. There he wrote down what he had experienced, and it appeared as a brochure titled "The Nazi Murder Camp Dachau."